latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Referee Keith Stroud will not officiate Gillingham's home game with Millwall on Saturday after his howler of a mistake at Newcastle on Wednesday night. The 47-year-old's been withdrawn from the League One game while the referees body the professional game match officials. Limited reviews that penalty incident. Well, Stroud disallowed Matt Ritchie's first half spot kick in the 1-0 win over Burton and awarded the Brewers an indirect free kick rather than ask for the penalty to be retaken after Dwight Gale encroached. Rules of the game indicated Newcastle should have had been allowed a second chance from 12 yards and the PGMOL confirmed that Stroud had made an error. It's not yet clear how long the review will take or when Stroud will next officiate, but his statement apologised for his error. It said in the championship game between Newcastle and Burton, referee Keith Stroud awarded Newcastle a penalty in the 29th minute. As Matt Ritchie took the kick, Dwight Gale encroached in the penalty area. An indirect free kick was awarded to Burton, but the laws of the game state the penalty kick should have been retaken. Unfortunately, the referee has misapplied the law. Keith and his team are understandably upset at the lapse in concentration and apologise for the mistake. Newcastle won the game anyway in the end, as ironically Matt Ritchie's second half goal ensure they went back to the top of the table, 10 points clear of the playoff places. Raf Benitez said after the penalty, he said, "Well, you've seen the incident, you have a lot of experts to analyse. I was talking to the referee and I will not keep talking about it. For me, it was an important game, fantastic goal from Matt Ritchie, great goal. There was work rate, a lot of positives, and unfortunately, we'll talk about that incident. The referee and me have been talking, we need to move forward. We can't change what's happened. We've got the 3 points. We've got to be ready to be stronger for the next game at Sheffield Wednesday. After the incident, we were losing our focus, but we won. We knew this team would be difficult to break down and to beat with a line of five at the back. We needed to make sure there was no mistake. We did it until the end. We couldn't be relaxed." Well, the club's financial man, Lee Charnley, has been speaking about the damage that relegation has done from the Premier League last year. The figures released for 2015-2016 don't show the impact of the relegation. That will be for the year ending June 2017. But Charnley's give a brief insight and said the impact by far is a dramatic reduction in centrally distributed income that comes with dropping down a division. The reality is what the income will fall by £30 million compared to 15-16. He said they picked up £12 million in revenue from the 16 live games in the Premier League, whereas this season they'll pick up only £720,000. It's also highlighted the fact the team that finishes 18th this season will pick up £30 million more in revenue than Newcastle did for finishing in the same place last season.